went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, and the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost better. Keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 and then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Huntoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Huntoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
I'm here with Bruce Bagan of B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're talking about making home pools and spas green.
As always, it's great speaking with you, Jimmy.
You are the exclusive pool builder that offers the IntelliPool and IntelliSpa.
Jimmy, green is about more than just energy. It's about safety and cleanliness as well.
What makes up an Intelli system?
As far as what's green, it includes a programmable IntelliFlow pump with its built-in shutoff feature that meets New York and New Jersey's requirements for new pools. We use heat pumps that reduce heating costs. We offer solar heating as well. For those people who wish to reduce or eliminate chemicals in the pool, we can install a system that makes their water virtually chemical-free.
Thanks for informing our listeners, Bruce. If you need to contact a pool professional about your pool, call B&B Pool and Spa Center, 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge, and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com, or call 800-594-2137. That's bbpoolandspa.com, 800-594-2137.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. And I'm here with you each week to share some information I feel is important for your health and the health of your family and friends. And when you have questions, I will ask you to go to thealternativehealthcarenetwork.com. and consult with any of the providers listed on the site. Each one of the providers offers you a unique opportunity to support you when your health matters. So if we do not answer your questions fully while on the show, please consider contacting any one of us directly for the answers that you seek. I know it would be our pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you have and to support you when your health matters. Joining me in studio today is my cohort. His name is Mark Sabin. He's sitting across the studio from me, and want to say welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Well, thank you, Doc Rick. Pleasure to be here with you today and to talk about a subject I think that kind of is an overview of an approach to health that a lot of people aren't taking, but certainly one that I think is at the heart of what you recommend for people, and that is to take a proactive approach to your health. Don't most people wait until they get sick until they go to the doctor?
Unfortunately, they do, and that is why the main reason that we as a country currently rank 59th in the world as far as our health goes. Said differently, is there are 58 other countries whose people live longer, have better quality life, and have less costs and better outcomes than we do here in the United States. And it's because we manage symptoms only. We don't actually do anything that is truly preventative. I mean, they may call it preventative medicine by coming in for a screening, but they're actually not really doing anything preventative. They're actually trolling for business, and hey, it's why the health of the country is the way that it is.
It seems like a kind of an upside-down approach to health.
Well, symptoms are the end result of the body's inability to manage staying in balance, and after it's exhausted all of its own resources and can no longer adapt to the stress and strain of life, That's when a symptom happens.
Mm-hmm. I mean, now you're talking about symptoms, but I think most people don't really even know what health is. I mean, is it just a matter of being symptom-free?
Well, in the United States, that is the definition, but health is really defined as a state of optimum or best, both physical, mental, emotional. I throw in their spiritual state of well-being and not merely the absence of symptoms, sickness, or infirmity. So it's important for people to appreciate that, you know, if I don't have sickness today, that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm well. It means that I don't qualify for the threshold to create problems.
And what is that threshold that creates problems?
You have to lose 60% of your normal functionality in order for that to have, to appear as a symptom.
Losing 60% of your functionality? I mean, that seems like a really high number. What happens before you have a symptom?
Well, the body does everything it can to find workarounds and rob from one part of the body to support another part. And when it can no longer do that, the body then breaks and you then become aware of it. But I've had debates over the years with myself in terms of, you know, did God make a mistake? And no, God didn't did not make a mistake. He gave us enough rope to hang ourselves, but he gave us a lot of slack in that rope. And it's not until the rope has come totally to an end that then now we really don't have a choice. Now we need some serious intervention. And the healthcare system, the way that it is, has capitalized on that. And your health insurance will only pay for you when you have full-blown disease. They won't pay for you to be healthy or well.
No, I mean, you know, 60% of functionality loss seems like a pretty high number. So how do you know if you have a health problem before you become symptomatic?
Well, you have to go have a functional evaluation and determine if your body is functioning as close to 100% as possible. There's the new buzzword in the healthcare industry, which is a functional medicine practitioner. And great, that's a great moniker. But, we've been practicing functional health care in my office for 25 years.
And, oh, really?
Yeah.
And so functional health care is really a different approach altogether from what we see in the medical profession today.
Yeah, there's the medical practitioners who are now starting to specialize in that because they recognize that there is a need for change. Heck, the healthcare industry recognizes a need for change, but they still go with their bread and butter, which is masking symptoms and doing surgery and making sure that it becomes your lifetime job to go in and have evaluations on a regular basis. I mean, I listen to Dr. Radio in the Sirius XM radio that I have in my car now, and every single specialist who's on the radio, no matter what time of day it is, they're all talking about, you know, this is going to take treatment, it's going to take treatment, it's going to take treatment. And it's like, when does a person actually get over their health concern?
Mm-hmm. Now, would you consider what you do a treatment when you find somebody with a health problem?
Well, when somebody waits until they have greater than 60% loss, then yes, they need treatment in order to get them out. But the whole process of what I do in the office is about educating. You need to educate the person on what they're doing in their daily life to promote their problem and what they need to change in order to change how their body deals with life so that they're not creating problems, they're actually creating health. And unfortunately, with the stress of gravity and the stress of life, people are going to need some level of monitoring, but it's proactive monitoring. It's not reactive monitoring.
Mm-hmm. So that's a big difference.
Absolutely.
Would you say that having pain is a symptom?
Yes, and that, as I've said, only occurs after you've lost 60% of normal functioning. And so if you wait until you have a pain, the cow's already out the barn, and there's no sense closing the door now.
Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of people suffer from different kinds of indigestion, everything from heartburn and acid reflux to irritable bowel syndrome and Crohn's disease. If you have a problem with indigestion, does that really mean that you have a health problem?
Well, it means that you certainly have a health problem and an imbalance with the digestive system and things that you are eating. It may also be something that you're allowing in your life that you do not want, but you still put up with, like a job or like a relationship or whatever people allow that they really should let go of. And this creates resentment in the gallbladder and causes all of these conditions. And your medical doctor, unfortunately, will not look for this nor address it properly because it's not about solutions. It's about treatment.
Well, it's also interesting that you bring emotions into the equation of bodily health. And I think a lot of people sort of isolate those two things and think, well, emotions aren't necessarily directly related to my physical health.
Well, that's a good thought. And if you want to live with your head in the sand, that's fine. But our emotions is what dictates our health. And if your emotions are balanced and expressed in an appropriate fashion, and once they're expressed that you're done with them, then that continues to allow balance in the body. If you suppress those emotions because it's not considered acceptable in your upbringing to express truly how you feel, then all that energy of those emotions that you're not expressing get trapped in the body and ultimately lead to health problems over time.
Yeah, I think people, a lot of times people who are getting sore throats and coughs are not saying what they need to say.
Exactly.
Now, you know, you say all headaches are related to gallbladder. You mentioned the gallbladder a moment ago. How does that make sense that the gallbladder would have any relationship to your headache?
Well, the energy circuit or the meridian of the gallbladder runs back and forth across both sides of your head. And when there's too much energy in the upper part of that meridian, you will get a headache. And if there's not enough energy in that part of the meridian, you'll also get a headache. And so that meridian regulates and controls whether one gets a headache or not, whether it's a migraine, a tension, a cluster, or sinus or hormonal headache. I mean, they're all a byproduct of an imbalance within that gallbladder meridian circuit.
Mm-hmm. Now, there are plenty of health problems that don't involve pain per se. So how would you know something's not right? What would be the indicator?
Look at how the body's functioning. All health problems are a loss of normal function before it becomes a, quote, dis-ease state. Except insurance, again, will not pay for the care unless there is a full-blown problem. So our system is currently designed to deal with full-blown problems and not educating and preventing problems. So if I want to get paid, I need a customer. So if I keep my customer stuck in their system of imbalance, then that's good for my business and it's good for my profit margins, and it's good for giving me more freedoms to do things in life because now I have more income.
Hmm. Interesting. Now, for others, people who are listening who might be wondering what their level of health is or what it might be, how can you tell if you're not in excellent health and yet you're not symptomatic? I mean, what are there signs that you should be looking for?
Well, changes in how you're doing your life and the level of efficiency in which you are managing your life. If there is beginning of struggle, then you are headed for a health problem. You want to get it handled or allow a serious concern to manifest, and ultimately the choice ends up being yours. But realistically, if you start to see that things are changing, that things are a little bit more difficult to do, or things are a little bit more stressful for you, and you have less patience with something, those are good, strong indicators that something's pushing up against you, and if you don't address it, it's going to continue to push up against you and eventually create a health problem.
Once again, one of the early signs you're talking about is an emotional response.
Yeah.
It's interesting. This is a fascinating conversation. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to talk to you some more about this idea of proactive health.
Yes, but please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor, and you're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Dr. Huntoon is pleased to announce a new program for current practice members or any prospective new patients. It's called Shop with a Doc, where individuals, a family, or other small groups can go to the grocery store or health food store and learn these valuable tips. What to buy to be healthy, what not to buy to be healthy, how to pick out foods specific for your unique health concern, why it's important to pay attention to ingredients, how to read labels, and much, much more. To find out more about Shop with the Doc, call 845-561-BACK or email Dr. Huntoon at docrick@spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, a show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon. And today we're talking about preventative health and the overmanagement that our current health system is employing, and what you as a consumer can do to make sure that you stay healthy, but step out of that system.
Yeah, no, I mean, there are times and you might feel out of sorts. Maybe you're fatigued. Maybe you're, you know, feeling uncomfortable. So, you know, what's wrong with taking some medications to treat those symptoms?
Well, you actually drive the problem deeper, Mark, and you make the body do something that it's not currently able to do. And essentially, you force it. And realistically, everybody knows that nothing good comes out of forcing something.
Now, as an alternative healthcare practitioner, how might you approach that problem differently?
Well, if they're truly looking for causes, they will address the cause. Just because a person practices non-traditional health care does not mean that they too are not in the symptom treatment model. And so you need to find a practitioner who's looking at mechanisms, not the results of functional problems, without addressing the function. You know, symptoms are an indication that you've lost normal function. If you focus on the symptoms, then you're not treating the cause of the malfunction. You're just treating the effect of the malfunction. And I don't care what profession that you're in. If you're not handling the situation fully, then you're creating more work for yourself, and that's a good business model, but it's not good for the consumer.
Now, is there a time when you might need to do both, where you do some immediate treatment of symptoms, but then you deal with the deeper problem and get to the underlying source?
Well, absolutely. I mean, if somebody's in crisis, you want to help them out of crisis. That's called relief care. But just because you're done with your relief care doesn't mean that you shouldn't correct the problem. And so you need to educate your patient base or the person that you're helping that just doing relief is only going to temporarily help your situation. I mean, a bottle of aspirin says for temporary relief of blah, blah, blah. Okay, that's not addressing the cause. So when you're done addressing the immediate symptom and the immediate crisis and you get them out of crisis, okay, next thing you want to do is you want to actually go after the cause. That way you're actually fixing the problem. You're not just kicking it down the road and having to deal with it again later.
That seems sensible. Now, a lot of medications are now available over the counter. Does that mean that they're safe to take?
Safe according to whose standards? I mean, safe enough to allow anyone to take them, but not safe enough to come without a warning on the label. So if we mean safe defined as no harmful effects, then over the counter is anything but absolutely safe. And if you need to take them to get through a crisis, please do, and then go understand why you had the crisis to begin with. Get that addressed, and then you won't need the quote over the counter. And so it's a problem with the fact that we as a country ultimately tend to rely on drugs, and yes, we do. We actually comprise 4.5% of the world's population, yet we consume greater than 91% of the world's medication. Our insurance policies will not pay for health, but only for symptoms and symptom-based care, and it's easier to do something like prescribe a masking agent that creates further problems than it is to actually deal with the cause and then actually have to bill the patient. So it's better to send the bill to a third party that you're never actually going to meet than actually confront the person who's sitting in front of you and help them to understand their problem fully.
Now, I thought the whole purpose of the Food and Drug Administration was to make sure that drugs and foods are safe.
Again, define as safe, acceptable, won't kill you, possibly, except there are medications that death is an actual side effect for a very few, but you won't know until after the fact. And if that's the way you choose to manage your sickness versus taking care of your health, then it's no wonder why we as a country rank 59th in the world as far as our health goes.
Now, you often say that nutritional value of food has declined in modern times. Why is that?
Chemicals and preservatives and over the refining of our soils in an effort to create a more long shelf life type food. So the consumer will eventually purchase the zero nutrition food and the manufacturer can still make a profit. It's more about profits than it is about giving people real food, because real food, natural food, food that grows out of the ground or food that grows on a vine is called perishable food.
Mm-hmm.
We have these drives in the fall where we want to stuff the bus with non-perishable food. That's food that never goes bad. What kind of health value do you think you're getting from that food?
Interesting. Yeah, probably not much. I mean, you know, I recently returned from a short trip where I stayed in a hotel and, you know, that stay included what they called breakfast. And now I'm not as disciplined as you are about my eating, but I am pretty good. And the buffet that they had there had virtually nothing I would normally eat. And when I looked around the room and saw what the other guests were eating, you know, sweet rolls and waffles and, you know, fake syrup. And I mean, I was just struck by what most people are now considering to be a normal diet.
Yes, and it isn't just adults. We do the same to our children with what is considered, quote, a healthy lunch at school. And we become addicted to the sweets and to the quick and easy, and it's all designed, ultimately, Mark, it's all designed to keep us sick.
Proper eating is one of the major cornerstones to being proactive about your health. And what do you have to say when it comes to the prevention of injuries?
Pay attention to what it is that you're doing. Have a plan for what you're doing, and then do what it is that you're trying to do, and then you won't have injuries. So preparation actually prevents injuries. It's just most people are running from point A to point B, and they don't have a lot of time to think or a lot of time to plan. And so without proper preparation, then accidents are going to happen.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to be healthy, you really do need to be active. We recently did a show on the proper balance of aerobic and anaerobic exercise. Proper aerobic exercise takes time, and it's hard for a lot of people to carve the time out they need to exercise. Does less exercise actually make you more susceptible to injury?
Well, if you're going to go out and stress yourself beyond what your body's capable capable of handling, yes, it will make you more susceptible to energy. And that's why it's important to do things properly and take the time and invest in what it is that you're trying to create. Don't just try to have it immediately happen overnight. You know, if we want something, we can go to the big box stores of instant obsolescence and we can buy the thing that we think is going to solve our problem. And then it breaks a week later, but it's okay because I didn't spend that much money on it. So I can go back to the instant obsolescence stores again and buy another version of it. And, you know, now we have supersized packs where, you know what, I can get more than one, even though it's more than one what? It's more than one piece of garbage that really is just a waste of our money.
It is a waste of money. And I mean, you know, people are in a hurry all the time. And so, but you, with exercise and activity, you really can't make up for lost time and when starting and stopping an exercise regime.
Absolutely cannot make up for lost time until you put the proper amount of time in to create the base of health. Then you can make progress and make it positive progress and actually help yourself get strong and stay strong.
Mm-hmm. Now, the 60% loss of function that we mentioned earlier, is that the same hold true for an injury as well?
Yes. Nothing manifests symptom-wise and awareness-wise until there's a 60% loss of normal functioning. And so when a person has an injury, whatever part of their body that they injured, during the time of injury, that part wasn't functioning anywhere close to 100%, which is why it got injured. It had to be functioning at less than 40%.
Mm-hmm. Now, so you mean that if I sprain my ankle and I'm limping, that's an indication of a 60% loss of function of my ankle?
In that part of the body, yes. And it's that point is less than 60% of normal functioning. And the body will create swelling to immobilize the joint until it has recovered sufficiently enough to no longer need the swelling in order to protect it. The challenge that we have is that doctors will tell you what you can do to get the swelling to stop. That's actually going against the natural healing mechanisms that the body has put in place, that God has put in place, and the swelling actually acts like a splint or a cast of sorts, if you will, to immobilize whatever it is that shouldn't be moving. And when the body has done enough healing so that you can now start to move it, then the swelling will go away and the flexibility will start to return.
And you have to do a lot to recover once you've had an injury like that. I mean, there is a process after that initial healing process happens that you have to do things to recover mobility.
Yeah, rehabilitate and remind it how normal functioning is, because it hasn't functioned normally the whole time that it was trying to heal.
Exactly. Well, this is fascinating. We need to take another short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I have a few more questions for you about being proactive with your health.
Excellent. But listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
This is Doc Rick from When Your Health Matters radio show. Do you have pain? If you suffer with chronic pain and would like a natural solution that literally takes seconds to achieve, please call 845-561-2225 and schedule yourself for a free test. The test will let you know if this groundbreaking technique will end your pain. Don't live another day with pain when your life is waiting for you to reclaim it. Call 845-561-2225 and eliminate your pain. Sponsored in part by the Foundation for Wellness Professionals, a nonprofit organization.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you are listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located in Newburgh, New York. And today we're talking about being proactive with your health.
Another, you know, one of the cornerstones of proactive health has to be sleep. Can you tell us about the right amount of sleep and what type of sleep one should normally get?
Well, one wants to get good quality restful sleep without the interruptions and the tossing and turning and getting up and using the bathroom, etc. And this is important for sleep. Too much on a person's mind will hinder that from occurring. So you want to clear your head before going to sleep, and sleeping should be a no-brainer.
A no-brainer. That's interesting. Now, I've heard that the configuration of your bedroom plays a role in getting good sleep.
Well, it can. Number one, you want to remove the television, and that is the one thing that will change the way you sleep, both from an energetic perspective and from the brain actually turning off when you want to go to bed.
Really? They can have the television away.
Yeah.
That might be hard for some people. There's new research that says that all the screens we use, and television being one of them, but the iPhones and iPads and various kinds of things that we use on a daily basis create more sleep problems for people.
Well, it makes sense to me. We're being bombarded with the electromagnetic frequencies that disrupt our nervous system and changes the way that the nervous system processes information and their highs and lows. And so we're disrupting the normal energetic patterns that allow us to actually fall into sleep.
Mm-hmm. Now, with somebody that's having trouble sleeping, what can they do without sleeping pills and drugs to get enough restful sleep?
Find someone who can help you get a handle on your stress and give you tools, not drugs, to manage the stress and resolve the stress, and then you should be able to sleep.
What kind of tools could you have to address that?
You basically have to help the person get out of their stress mode and get them to look at their life in a different fashion, so that instead of seeing something as a stress is only a stress until you figure out how to deal with it. And if it continues to be a stress, that's because you're not truly dealing with it. You may be neglecting it in some way, shape, or form, or pretending it's not there, or masking it in some way, shape, or form. But the only way to handle anything is to actually confront it. So you need to confront these things within your life to reestablish balance. And until you confront them, you're going to have issues.
They'll be in control of you rather than you in control of your life.
Correct.
Now, one of the things that you advocate is for a regular regime of getting health care. And as a chiropractor, you help people with proper alignment of their spine and other joints by manipulating their body structure. This is one of the ways that you can be proactive about your health, as well as to help recover from injuries. And I know from my own life's experience that certain areas lose their adjustment more than others. And I get a lot of relief when you put my spine back into alignment. So how does that become part of a proactive approach to your health regime?
Well, as you said, doing it regularly and making changes in your life to minimize the impact of stress, and working with a practitioner such as myself who can advise you on all the aspects of your life and allow you to take back control of your health and your life. It's something that we all need to do, and we need to continuously do it, because the stress in our lives, unless we remove it, the stresses aren't going away. And a lot of times we substitute one stress with a new stress because it's just what society does, creates stress.
Yeah, it is a stressful world we live in. And a lot of what you recommend, and in fact, most of what you recommend, has to do with things that people can do without even going to a doctor or even an alternative healthcare provider like yourself. I mean, a lot of what you do is education. So the ideas of proper eating and proper breathing, proper water consumption, proper exercise, and sleeping, as we just talked about, those are all key components to having a happy and healthy life. If we follow all these instructions, what's the reason for having to see a professional healthcare provider like yourself?
Well, if you want to simplify completely, gravity and emotional stress. No one can avoid gravity and the effects it has on us. And emotionally, we are full of old and new emotional habit patterns that influence how we deal with our lives. Not addressing those two components and the effects that they have on us makes for a dysfunctional body and eventual problems. And so you're going to want to, deal with those things. And I have lots of patients who come into me and they thank me when they come in. You know what, Dr. Rick? I knew I had to be here today because of the increase in stress with dealing with my sickly parents, or we had to make a decision to not continue to pursue the harsh medical solutions that even the oncologist said would not end up being a solution for my mom. And, with all the stress of dealing with end-stage disease and having to make the proper preparations for my mom passing over is taking its toll on me, and I need to help myself, and that's why I'm coming to you. And that's a person who understands themselves. That's a person who understands their body. That's a person who knows what they need to do to help themselves.
And so, that's an interesting story. And for a patient who sees you regularly, what is it that you are able to do for them?
Well, I evaluate all their priorities with a different technique that I do and address any imbalances that they're currently dealing with, and then give them instructions on how to keep that from becoming a problem again. I mean, it's education and teaching them how to be proactive.
And how often would a person need to see you?
Well, it depends upon the person's stress and their lifestyle. Many of my patients come to see me about once every 3 weeks, some a little more, some a little less. It depends on their stress and how they're managing it.
Now, I mean, it's really fascinating, and I'm sure people have questions that we aren't able to answer here while we're on the air. Anybody that would like to reach out to you, I know you're willing to accept phone calls and emails. What's the best way to reach you?
They can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com, or they can call me directly at 845-561-BACK or 561-2225. live. My thought is don't be afraid to reach out to me, because at the end of the day, it's your health, and it's when your health matters. And, you know, my job is to help you improve your health and figure these things out. So that's how I would encourage you to get a hold of me. We're out of time for today's show. I really appreciate your tuning in and listening, and hopefully we've made a difference in you today. So please tune back in next week. Same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.